Hi, everyone. This is Nancy Duncan from Duncan Hearing Healthcare. Each month, we send out a newsletter to keep our community updated on the latest happenings in our world, as well as adding some fun event news and staff spotlights where we can. We had a few people ask us if we could offer our newsletters in an audio format to make them more accessible. So here I am, Nancy Bott.
Hi there. Happy New Year. How were your holidays? What did you do? Our entire Duncan team enjoyed time off to celebrate the holidays, relaxing and spending time with our families. January always feels like a fresh start. I must admit, I do love the new beginnings, the clean slate, and the sense of renewed focus that come with this time of year. As it is the season for setting goals and resolutions, we're looking to further expand our practice so we can help as many people on the South Coast as possible. We're also investigating more technology integration to help with efficiencies so that our focus remains on you, our patients. It breaks my heart that there are still so many people in our community living with untreated hearing challenges. Whether it's because the decline is gradual or because they're simply not ready to seek help, another goal for us this year is to support as many of them as we can. If you know somebody who might benefit from a hearing check, it would mean the world to us if you made an introduction. We're working on several different projects this year to get our goals over the line. So watch this space. What are some of your goals or hopes for the year ahead? As always, if you have any questions or need any help, we're here. Here for the holidays, 2025. In 2025, we opened up nominations for you to tell us about someone you believe deserves the gift of better hearing. We had so many incredible nominations that it was hard to pick from all of the great stories. But we had to narrow down to a winner, and that winner is Robert. Congratulations on being our 2025 recipient of the gift of better hearing. His nomination stood out for its heartfelt message and the genuine impact improved hearing could have on his everyday life. We're honored to be part of Robert's journey and look forward to helping him reconnect more fully with the moments and conversations that matter most. Meet Frank. New year, new him. Last year, I had the honor of helping so many people reconnect with the world around them, optimize their hearing, and rediscover confidence in everyday life. Today, I'd love to introduce you to Frank, who recently shared his inspiring story of transformation. It's a beautiful reminder of why I do what I do. Here's his story. I worked in an industry where I was subjected to loud noise most of the day. I owned my own auto repair shop, and customers would ask me to road test their car for a specific noise, which I didn't hear. My wife ran the office, and sometimes she would drive the car and tell me what she heard. That's when I realized I was losing my hearing. No one really wants to know they have a problem, and I felt embarrassed that I would need hearing aids and a little vain about what others might think. When I showed up for my evaluation, it was a little scary, not because of the surroundings or the tech, but because I was worried about how much of my hearing was actually gone. The testing was simple, just pressing a button when I heard a sound. I thought I did well, but then we went over the results. Moderate to severe hearing loss, my wife was vindicated, and discussed how hearing aids could rectify my loss. Now that I wear hearing aids, the obvious change is that I can hear more. I can hear birds again, as much of my hearing loss was in high-pitched sounds. I also speak more softly, to my wife's delight. I mention my wife a lot because my hearing loss affected her as well. To anyone concerned about their hearing, I'd say run, don't walk. The staff is truly amazing. Everyone I've had contact with has been very supportive and helpful. My questions were answered in detail, and I never felt pressured to buy anything. They discussed my options and which type would be best for my situation. I'm still amazed at the hearing level and comfort of these aids. When I was fitted, the degree of detail in ensuring the fit and sound quality was, I believe, second to none. We thought Frank's story would resonate with more people if we shared it more widely, so we've also turned it into a blog. You can read it on the blog section of our website if you wish. And if you know someone who might benefit from Frank's experience, please feel free to pass it along. It could be just the encouragement they need. New year, new quiz. Can you get all three right? One, which country celebrates New Year's first due to its position near the international dateline? A, Japan. B, Kiribati. C, New Zealand. D, Australia. Two, which iconic landmark is the centerpiece of Sydney's famous New Year's fireworks display? A, Sydney Opera House. B, Harbour Bridge. C, Bondi Beach. D, Darling Harbour. Three, in Spain, what food is traditionally eaten at midnight on New Year's Eve for good luck? A, grapes. B, almonds. C, figs. D, oranges. Answers are at the end of this audio newsletter, so stick around to see how you did. Double check your insurance benefits. As always, the beginning of a new year signals changes in some insurance policies and benefits. Keep an eye on your benefits and what is or isn't covered for your hearing health. If you need assistance with your insurance policy and figuring out your benefits, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. Fun days to celebrate in January. January 14th, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Get ready for an adorable photo op. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, so let your furry friends show off their style. We're not sure Addie Mae is going to like this one. January 21st, National Hugging Day. Share the warmth and spread some cheer by giving someone a heartfelt squeeze for National Hugging Day. January 28th, National Blueberry Pancake Day. Start your morning with a sweet fruity stack to celebrate National Blueberry Pancake Day. The world according to Addie Mae. According to Addie Mae, the new year may be a time for change, self-improvement, and fresh starts, but she doesn't see the problem that needs fixing. A little odd? Sure. Slightly chaotic? Possibly. But in her mind, everything is working exactly as it should. So in January, Addie Mae plans to stay the same. Unapologetically herself, quirks and all, new year, same Addie Mae. Always here to support you. It's an honor to continue being part of your hearing journey. Hearing improvement is a continuous path, and we are here to make every step smoother, clearer, and more enjoyable. If you'd like to schedule an appointment or have any questions, just reach out, call 508-501-3492, or reply to this email. Have a wonderful day. Speak soon, Dr. Nancy Duncan. P.S. Here are the trivia answers. 1. B. Kiribati, located in Oceania in the Pacific Ocean. 2. B. Harbour Bridge. 3. A. Grapes, specifically 12 of them. How many did you get right? Have a great 2026.